Jake, welcome.
I'm here
to the podcast.
I feel very welcome.
Welcome to the Comixology podcast, where we talk about some new releases. We talk about a golden oldie.
A golden oldie.
And we read your tweets live to tape to close out the show.
Better than reading them dead.
We set a record for most at replies to a Twitter question today.
Most ever.
You know, Chew, we did a great interview with Mr. Layman last week.
Oh, so good. I was a little speechless because I just love his book so much.
It was Chew Mendes.
I hate you. You're stealing my bit.
Chew is coming to Showtime. You know, it's in the works. And I remembered that Spawn was on HBO. Remember that?
Mm-hmm. I remember that.
So I posed the Twitter question, what is the greatest comic book animated series of all time?
Batman.
Animation of Doom. Hashtag.
Okay.
So we'll get into... I don't think it's possible physically to read all the tweets, but we'll try.
I think we could.
Really? It could be a whole other episode, just reading tweets.
We should. We should do a tweet episode.
What is a new release that you read this week, Jake?
New release that I read? I read a little book called Mystery in Space.
Really?
I ended up reading that, yeah.
This is like a Vertigo anthology? Is that correct?
Yeah. It's a Vertigo anthology of short sci-fi stories, very much in the vein of like Twilight Zone.
I love it already.
Yeah, they have like these nice, like each story has their own little twists in there, done by some great artists, some very amazing writers. Each story is very short but very satisfying.
Really?
Yeah, there's a couple. I mean, there's some real gems in there. There are a couple like, you know, duds, but that's okay. Every anthology is going to have a couple of duds.
How many pages is this thing?
50-some?
Whoa!
Yeah, 50-some.
That's cool. I didn't know Vertigo did this kind of thing.
They have done this kind of thing before. I can't remember what the more recent one, but they did a really good one, like, I think
Fear
maybe
itself.
Like 6 months ago.
Hmm. Okay. Maybe I'll check it out. Was it wacky, like, Dial H for Hero?
It wasn't... Well, some of it was wacky. A lot of it was, like, you know, some of it was, like, really creepy. Some of it was funny. Some of it was dramatic. Some of it was just very, like, whoa.
Whoa.
Yeah. My favorite.
Whoa.
Yes. My favorite was the last one. Uh-huh. Alpha and Omega, which was drawn by Mr. Allard.
Really?
Yes. Hmm. Mr.
What's the story like? Is it craziness?
It's called Alpha and Omega, and it's about this guy dies. Like, it starts with this guy dying, and it turns out that, like, he is, like, the alpha. He's everything. He's the everything, and he's trying to cope with, like, knowing this, and he finds out that he is everything, and he keeps rebirthing himself so that he can just forget that he's everything.
Rebirthing himself
in like human form.
Let's move on.
Fine.
Into something I read. Batman number 9.
Oh.
You know, you met Scott Snyder's mom. Remember we talked about that on the podcast. Yeah. Your BFFs. I read this book. Yeah, this is the Night of the Owls business happening, where all the owls are everywhere. They're in Wayne Manor in the Batcave.
Spoiler. Owls in the Batcave?
Owls in the Batcave. Bats in the Belfry. So
you're stealing my bit.
This issue, remember the last one opened up where he had his like Iron Man bat suit, and they were trying to freeze out the Batcave to get rid of the talons because they have like a healing factor. And it's always weird reading the words healing factor in a DC comic book because I always think of Wolverine.
Yeah.
So really great stuff with Bruce and the Talons and Alfred. And the backup story is really odd because it tells a story. It's part one of three, so it's a new backstory from Raphael Albuquerque.
Yes, I love him. Yes, American Vampire fame.
It follows Jarvis Pennyworth as the butler for the Waynes and a young Bruce. And I don't remember, maybe I'm just ignorant of it, but I don't remember there being a different Pennyworth for the Waynes when Bruce was alive. Do you recall that?
I don't know.
I had to go to the source. I asked my dear friend, Mark Farrington. He's a he's a former DC historian.
He's a DC historian?
Former.
Former.
Since the New 52, he doesn't know anything.
Yeah, that messed up everything.
I asked him, I said, was Jarvis Pennyworth always the Wayne's butler when Bruce was young? He says it was always Alfred. He was there before Bruce was born. I think Jarvis was the Wayne's butler before, but he got sick. He called to Alfred to replace him, at least pre-New 52. So it sounds like they're maybe changing things up.
Yeah.
Because the backup, did you read the backup?
I didn't get through the backup yet. I started it and I saw Jarvis and I'm like,
Yeah, because Jarvis is talking about Alfred as if he's a kid too, like the same age as Bruce almost. He's like, he talks about his son Alfred as if he's still a child. And then while he's doing this voiceover, Bruce is still a child.
Yeah.
And then at the end, it seems like everything's connected. What you're reading, it's connected, my friend.
It's all very cyclical.
If you want to follow the DC historian himself, former, he's at Farrington Says on the Twitter.
At Farrington Says? I want to do that. Yeah. I would love to rub elbows.
He's a Batman genealogist.
Get out.
Yeah, he has a certificate.
There's a certificate for that? I could go to school for that?
That's what he says.
Poop.
What's another book you read?
Another book that I read. Oh, a little book called Wolverine and the X-Men.
Whoa. Oh, I didn't finish this yet. I forgot about
it. Spoiler alert. I'm gonna spoil it out of this. So in Wolverine and the X-Men, we see Wolverine now in the previous issue, we saw the pregame to the invasion on Utopia, and now we're in the aftermath of the invasion on Utopia, after the X-Men have finally escaped with their clever ruse to use Ileana as the teleporter,
right
out of there. So Cyclops turns up on the school, Jean Grey School for Higher Learning.
What?
With Emma Frost in tow and Ileana. And Cyclops wants to have a little heart-to-heart with Wolverine.
No.
Yeah. He wants to tell him to come back to the side.
Unacceptable in my book.
Unacceptable?
Mm-hmm.
You're such a... Are you Avengers or are you X-Men? Are you Wolverine?
I'm hashtag Team Wolverine. That's what
Ooh.
I am. The this issue,
you're straddling the line.
I am straddling the line. This issue confused me. I'm halfway through. It's just so great to see Mr. Bocciolo's art on this book. Mm-hmm. Can I just say, now does this take place after they beam out or after Wolverine is like kicked out?
After they beam out, so it's before. It's like at the end. Captain America says Wolverine, come. I need to talk to you, and
damn,
you need to come.
Because I was reading it, and I couldn't figure out where this placed. Because usually, back in the day, they would say, read this before this, and read this after.
Yeah.
That would be cool if they did that again.
Yeah, it would have been cool, but too bad. So, and it has a nice, like, everything happens kind of the way you expect it to, which was kind of lame.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a nice little twist at the end, where...
Wolverine kills Cyclops.
Shh. No, there's a nice little twist at the end where new sides are picked for, you know,
certain characters. Yeah,
no,
I read it in AVX3.
Yeah, well, more than that.
What?
Yeah.
Is it Krakoa? Does Krakoa pick a side?
Shut up. The side he picks is inside his mouth.
Oh, jeez.
But the other thing about Wolverine and the X-Men, and this is... So for the longest time, and this has to do with my Golden Oldie, I missed... the X-Force book, which was the end of the Dark Angel saga. So, which was another reason why I didn't start reading X-Men vs. Because
Angel's in it.
Yeah. So they have some stuff with Genesis.
Heartbreaking.
And Angel. And it's so hard. Like, now that I'm finally caught up, it's so heartbreaking.
The ending to that Dark Angel saga, the last five pages or three pages, were pretty brutal.
It was the best thing ever.
Brutal.
Very brutal.
We need to move on.
Move on.
To the Golden Oldies.
Okay.
You know, an older book that's in our apps that we decided to take a chance on, you know?
Yeah.
Walk down memory lane.
I suppose I should start since I already mentioned what it was.
Yes, please do.
So, Uncanny X-Force is the greatest thing I think I've ever read in my life other than Journey into Mystery.
Whoa.
So yeah. I've been trying to, like I said, I had missed that last issue of Dark Angel Saga. So I picked up a couple issues before where I left off so I could like get a good chunk of the story.
Mm-hmm.
And just between like the strange, like the art is so complex for what it looks like. It's just, it's so amazing. And I don't know. Like I've been, the other thing I've been reading by Remender also, it's going to be a 2-part.
Sure. Golden Oldie. Go ahead.
I've been reading Strange Girl.
Mm-hmm.
And Strange Girl is this creator owned Image thing. And I'm not all the way through it yet, but it's really interesting to see his writing style in that. And he has this very strange evolution. Like while I'm reading that, I can see him like kind of evolving as a writer. And then to get to this point and just like, it's like he just knows all of these characters so well and mm-hmm. makes characters that have been kind of like like super rich.
Yeah.
Like Deadpool is like so amazing in it.
Yeah, I remember first hopping into Uncanny X-Force and he's obviously a knowledgeable ex-reader because he drops like references to like old school Uncanny when Claremont and Jim Lee were on it, where Psylocke was, you know, working for I think it was Matsuo, one of Wolverine's other nemesis. That's where she wore that like headdress and right. She was like the ninja assassin for them. And that's like a, you know, for these days, that's like a super obscure reference.
Yeah.
That like I was taken aback at, like, wow, this is cool, but I wonder who else got that reference. And Deadpool is awesome in that book. And I grew up a Deadpool fan and I can't stand him on books anymore, except for Uncanny X-Force. Mm-hmm.
You know, like the moment I knew this book was really, really special was during that first arc, when they're all like trying to recover after retreating from fighting the Four Horsemen,
mm-hmm.
and you get that one page where it's Deadpool talking to Angel, and you see that Deadpool's feeding Angel something,
yeah.
And as it zooms out a little more each time, and then at the end when you realize like. What he's like, Deadpool is like cutting off pieces of his flesh and feeding it to Angel.
Yeah.
I'm like, I was, and it's just like, dude, this book is unbelievable.
Yeah. The Jerome Pena on art
mm-hmm.
of Fear Agent fame.
Yeah.
Have you finished all Fear Agent yet?
No.
Did you ever read Fear Agent?
I haven't even started, no.
Oh my.
Oh
my. Could be my all time favorite comic book.
Really?
Yeah.
There's a lot of all-time favorite comic books of yours.
Emotionally. In terms of emotional attachment and roller coaster, that's number one.
Okay. I'm going to do Fear Agent. First, I'm going to do Next Wave. That's going to be my Golden Oldie next week, and then I'm doing Fear Agent.
There's an omnibus Fear Agent coming out. It's hard to even get the hands on the trades.
Whoa.
They're out of print.
You're out of print. Your face is out of
Golden
print.
Golden Oldie from Moi. Wolverine, Enemy of the State. Mark Millar, JRJR, and my boy, my favorite inker of all time, Klaus Janson.
I wish everybody could see the surprise on my face for the book that he picked.
And I noticed something very different with JRJR's art on Avengers vs. X-Men, but I couldn't place it. And I loved his... I thought his... Avengers stuff that came out the last few years was like the greatest stuff he's ever done with the Gauntlet. Do you remember that run?
The Gauntlet? Oh, yeah, the Gauntlet, yeah.
And I noticed that it's his inker in that Avengers run is Klaus Janson, while he has a different inker on Avengers versus X-Men. And Klaus Janson, like anything he inks, it's weird how I can like notice that he's the inker.
That's so weird. I've never, I have a hard time like. Knowing which inker
he's did. Like such a hardcore. His stuff is so noticeable. He's almost like a finisher for art, where like before he touches it, it's like a different artist afterward. Anywho, Wolverine, he's killed, murdered. You know, he tries to go out for revenge to save a kid.
Wait, what?
Yeah,
you're gonna wait. Okay, so he's murdered and then he goes out for revenge.
Have you ever read this book?
No.
Enemy of the State. Right, yeah, is it? Yeah, Enemy of the State. Mariko, remember her?
Yeah.
Wolverine's old love.
Mm-hmm.
Her cousin is a driver for a rich businessman, and the businessman and the driver's sons are playing in a park, but they look alike. So these kidnappers grab the driver's son and not the rich guy's son, and they hold him for ransom, but the rich guy doesn't want to pay it. So he calls in Wolverine to go help. So he goes to find out what the story is and find the kid, and there's a deeper unraveling. It was all trapped to get to Wolverine anyway. There's like the hand is now resurrecting dead bodies to work for them. So all their hand ninjas are like corpses.
Is this continuity?
Yeah.
This is canon? Okay.
Yeah, this was... I mean, they don't reference it anymore because it was great, because it really pushed... And then... So what happens is they kill him and bring him back as an agent of the hand. So he goes after, like, the whole Marvel Universe, all the superheroes, to kill them. So each issue is, like, him going after Daredevil, him going after, you know, Fantastic Four.
Was this... Wolverine? Or was
it was in Wolverine.
I read this. Wasn't this North Star also?
Yeah, he kills North Star.
Yeah, he kills North Star. Yeah.
He kills like a ton of people. So
I've read this.
Great.
It's really good. It was actually really fun. And then like, oh man, when they try and like rehabilitate him.
Mm-hmm.
So good.
Yeah, I mean this is you know, we rag on Millar, but all his ideas are like one and done. Like he has like this movie idea for Wolverine and he does it in a 12 issue arc for Wolverine and it's great. And then he leaves, which is great because he doesn't overstay his welcome or whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, this book is so great. Like he goes and kills. And what I liked about it at the time was this put him in another miserable state, because by the time he's all fixed up, he's murdered like hundreds of people, innocent people.
Mm-hmm.
So it puts him in like this depressed state again, and he's like, am I man or animal, and stuff like that is always enjoyable for me as a reader.
He's more like a man-witch.
Show title right there, man-witch.
Wolverine, man-witch.
We need to get into our tweets of Doom.
Tweets of Doom.
The question, what is the greatest animated comic book show of all time?
I want to hear your answer.
Ever.
You. What is it?
My personal answer?
Yeah. Since I don't want to hear your tweet name again. At Slam.
I would probably say Batman the Animated Series.
It's so good. I think about it often. Sometimes
I have the DVDs. It's not on Netflix yet. None of DC stuff is on Netflix yet.
No, but it's on like Warner Brothers website or something.
But
like
I haven't watched Justice League Unlimited yet, and everyone seems to say that's
Justice League Unlimited was really, really good. I really like the Justice League show too. Like yeah. They did a really cool thing where they did four, like, episode story arcs. More like two or three.
Mm-hmm.
And they did famous storylines. They did some famous storylines and some original things, but it was a lot of fun. Like,
I like how Avengers did those multiple story episodes in the first season. They don't do them anymore, though. They only do one episode arcs now, which is kind of a bummer.
That's kind of a bummer.
But
the one of my favorite things in it was Batman too, because they got Kevin Conroy back, and there's this one part where the Injustice Society like gets together and they're trying to get Batman capture Batman, and Batman comes there and it, like, comes to this warehouse where they're all at, and they're like, what, you came by yourself? You can't get, you know, stop us. And he's like, oh no, I forgot to bring other people. He's like, he's like, oh sorry, I didn't bring other people. Oh wait, I did. And he snaps, and then everybody comes like zooming in and like attacks everybody. It was a really cute moment.
I never got into Unlimited. I can't remember what was happening. I'm not sure if this was around when I was in high school or had gone to college, but that was around the time where I like stopped having time to watch shows at like 4:30 on weekdays, mm-hmm. or something. I don't remember, or maybe it might have been Saturday mornings. Let's go through the tweets.
Sure, let's do it.
Hashtag animation of Doom. At Slim chimes in.
God damn you.
On the he says, Australian Wolverine, starring the X-Men and Kitty Pryde. Do you remember that VHS, Pride of the X-Men?
What? Yeah. What is this? I don't know what this is.
Pride of the X-Men?
No.
This was the X-Men animated series from like the late 80s.
No, I don't know this at all.
It was like one-off episode where Kitty Pryde joined the team, and the guy who voiced Wolverine was Australian, and he wasn't Canadian. Yeah, what?
What the hell is this?
You're blowing my mind right now, bro.
I don't know what this is.
Go on YouTube. It's probably on there.
This sounds like a BS episode. This is the worst episode I've ever done.
I can't believe I'm living this right now. Let's go through some tweets very quickly. Dougie Fisher on the Twitter, Justice League Unlimited was my favorite.
Good for you, Dougie.
Cackstream, Justice League Unlimited. Got a lot of votes for Justice League Unlimited.
Justice League Unlimited, they did a lot of... It was like Brave and the Bold. with less Batman.
I wonder if this is generational. Like, there's a, well, not obviously generational, but like the first group of people liked Batman the Animated Series, and the next group grew up on Justice League Unlimited. You know, maybe. Jason 1749, Justice League Unlimited.
Okay.
So many.
Can you find us something that's not just
Iowa underscore card?
Hey, I like that.
Batman TAS.
Okay.
There's just so many. Justice League Unlimited from Mayak 47. Chris Lynch underscore MWM. Batman TAS. Return of the Joker. Or the Dark Heart episode of Justice League Unlimited.
I mean, the Dark Heart one was good.
Right off the bat, it's like a battle between those two. Ryan Interactive, Ultra Force, classic. Jake looks like he's ready to walk out. It's on Netflix. Go check it out.
I'll check it out.
The currently running Young Justice show has surpassed Justice League Unlimited.
It's really good.
Chaos Yoshi Mage.
You know what else was really good that a lot of people never really referenced? The Spider-Man cartoon from the 90s.
I tell you what, that's on Netflix now, and it does not stand the test of time.
Some of the episodes do.
The first couple had great animation, and then it went down the dumps.
It gets really weird. The Venom Saga gets really, really, like, weird animation, yeah. weird editing choices, too. I really love when the stuff with the green, when Green Goblin gets the spot machine, the little portal machine.
Uh-huh.
I love when he gets that. That actually was really good. And then the couple episodes where Mary Jane figures that, where Mary Jane falls into like one of the portals and she's missing, and Peter thinks she's dead, and then she comes back, but then like late, and they get married, and then later on, like there's an episode where Hydro Man comes back, and then Mary Jane finds that she has hydro powers, and it turns out she's actually a clone, and they start doing the clone saga. And that was really cool when like Mary Jane is like the clones can't like hold, they can't hold their form for very long. Uh-huh. And so they start evaporating. And so Mary Jane starts evaporating.
She
evaporates like in Peter's arms. And it was horrifying, but it was amazing.
Do you think you'd like that now if you went on Netflix and watched it?
I watched it actually recently.
Really? Like today while you're working?
While I was working, I watched it.
I'm going to call her your boss.
Shut up.
The Blake Rogers, The Max.
Max was so good.
Does Invader Zim count?
No.
Known citizen. Let's see. Some more votes for the TAS. Any answer that isn't Batman TAS is invalid from 1's 23. God, everything is like TAS. Oh, The Centurions or Mask were my favorite cartoons. I think we might be dating ourselves here. Matthew Curd on the Twitter. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I my brother had Mask toys. Do you remember Mask?
The Mask was good, yeah.
Love those toys.
One more thing. Can I say what my favorite episode of Justice League Unlimited is?
Absolutely.
Wonder Pig.
I'm sorry I even agreed to this.
Now you look like you're about ready to walk out. Wonder Pig is the best episode, though. Ask anybody.
Rebanak. Spectacular Spider-Man is awesome, too, outside of Batman TAS. That's actually true. I like the Iron Man one. Iron Man Adventures, is that what it's called?
Yeah.
That's actually really good. It's on Netflix.
Have you ever seen the old Fantastic Four cartoon from the 90s?
No, but that's on there too.
It was awful.
Worse than the movie?
The movie? I have to find this scene for you about Super Skrull. You will... And then I have to also find the Johnny Storm rap.
Johnny Storm rap? Like he eats a taco rap?
No, he raps. In this old early 90s cartoon.
What's his rap name? Can't think of anything.
No, he just raps.
Scientist KP underscore Pearl. 90s Spider-Man. They tackled Secret Wars in that series.
They did do that. Those were great episodes too.
Let's see. Let's get something new here. Shall we? If I can find anything that's not Batman TAS. All right. Cult of the Bat chimes in. Batman Brave and the Bold.
It was good. Did you ever see the...
I saw the last episode, and it was amazing.
Oh, my God. It was so good.
I don't know why that was ever canceled. I guess we are not the demographic
they had it,
but
they had it last episode, which was good. It wasn't just canceled. Yeah. They had, like, an amazing last episode.
Cam Callahan chimes in. Thanks for chiming in, Cam. Phantom 2040. Remember that?
Yeah, I remember that.
It was,
that.
Like, almost Aeon Flux-ish.
Well, do you remember The Magician 2040?
No. I don't.
There was so the Phantom is like a King Features character.
Uh-huh.
The Magician is also a King Features character, and they made a show, a very similar show to that. with the magician, except in the future.
Don't believe anything you're saying.
It was weird. And did you remember? Do you remember Sherlock Holmes in the future?
No, I remember young James Bond, James Bond Jr.
He chases scum around the world.
What else would he do? Justin Acklin. Did anyone mention The Tick yet? Because The Tick.
The Tick. Yeah, The Tick was great.
Spoon. I was always weirded out by that show when I was a kid.
I watched. I think I would only watch that because Eek the Cat was on like right before
Eek
it.
The Cat. I used to think that show was called Eep the Cat.
Oh, with
Jonesy
Sharky the Shark
loves
dog?
Beer.
Oh, I love Jonesy.
Batman the Animated Series. This is not open for debate. I think like 80%.
What's your favorite episode of Batman?
Over the
Series?
Edge, hands down.
Which one is that?
That is when Batman, Batgirl is killed, and the Gotham PD go after him, and his secret identity is revealed, and his world comes crashing down, and then he, Bane comes after him. Gordon wants to kill him.
Was this the original like?
No, this is later, and then it's revealed that Scarecrow had gassed him. It's like the darkest episode of the show.
Do you remember? Well, do you remember the one where he wakes, where he his parents are alive, and then
that's
at the
also
end,
that
one's a great one.
Yeah, remember he tried to read the paper.
Yeah, and then he couldn't, and then he realized it was yeah. I love that episode. But the one I think I love the most is the Trial of Batman.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That
the,
one's a
the
great
animation
one.
In Over the Edge is
it's
some of the best animation I've ever seen.
Really? Because there's a point in the show where it becomes The Adventures of Batman and Robin, and they get that new animation style, and the Joker looks like crap. I hate how the Joker looks.
It's in that era, that episode of Over the Edge. So he's wearing like the black and gray.
Okay.
Or black and gray. But the animation is like, it's obviously top notch, like compared to some of the episodes.
Mm-hmm.
Let's move on.
Oh no! Wait, what is the episode? Almost got him. Almost had him.
Oh, that was when he was disguised as Killer Croc.
Yeah, that one's a great one.
And he's like, I hit him with a rock. All right, first one for Avengers, Earth's Mightiest Heroes. Thank you, David Leedy. You're now BFFs with me. Do you watch Avengers EMH?
I don't have television anymore.
Do you have Netflix?
I have Netflix.
It's on there.
Oh, yeah, I think I have it in my queue.
Let's see, anything that's not TAS or Unlimited... no.
How long have we been going at this?
27 minutes is a long one. We should probably wrap up. Let me see if we can just skip up. Ahead here.
Yeah, let's find one more, like, real right. gem.
One more gem. What is this guy saying? All right, we'll read it anyway. E. Friday P. Fender. Clearly, Spider-Man Unlimited. Tongue out emoticon.
You remember Spider-Man Unlimited?
Yeah, it was awful.
It was really bad. what was it? High Evolutionary was the bad guy in that?
I don't even know. I remember the first episode I watched because I didn't remember it. And he was in a costume and then he changes and it's literally abysmal. It's awful.
What was, I'm trying to think of like something that was like, there was like a show that was like that where it had, oh, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, where it had like this ridiculous like change in tone where, remember in Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles when the alien like comes and invades and then...
No.
And then the show, like, it takes, like, this alien conquers Earth, and it takes this whole different weird tone. It's just, that's exactly.
Right, you're Friday, mate.
You should
be Friday,
afraid.
Mate. We have to end the show.
Okay.
Because you just frightened me.
Oh, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles is the best cartoon ever. Based on a comic book. Bye.